It's important that mother and father be united in this effort. Not always possible. Sometimes dad or mom is not a believer. They're supposed to stay married, the Bible says. And what you do there, among a thousand other hard efforts, is to try to talk through some common ground for how to discipline these kids, and what can be expected of them on our shared common ground. You work at it. Not easy. However, the ideal is mom and dad have talked through their differences before they got married. You're single here. That's one of the things you talk about. Do you know that? How do you discipline kids? When do you have devotions? Do you have devotions? Do I lead them or you lead them? How long should they be? Do you spank? I spank. And on and on and on. These are pre-marriage huge issues to get unity on. Well, if you blew that and you're already married, get working on it. Because you need a united front with these children. None of this dad going, I wouldn't say that. And the kid's, cool. Dad says, he wouldn't say that. Don't ever do that. We are one before these children. You talk behind the scenes about whether you would have done it that way. Noel and I do that all the time. Would you want to say it that way again? Or she to me? But not in front of the child. I think all that's implied here in terms of their oneness and their togetherness. Don't confuse the children. Work through your differences. Get a united front. Stand together. Don't let them manipulate you. How many kids are they're smart manipulators of dad's sappy personality or mom's tenderness or whatever. They're going to work you over. So get this thing fixed together behind the scenes, strong, upfront, tender, firm, one. And they look back and forth, well, no use here.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.